With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump leads President Biden in six battleground states, according to a new Wall Street Journal poll. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The poll shows Trump with a lead of between 2 and 8 percentage points among voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. In Wisconsin, the president was ahead by 3 points on a multiple candidate ballot and tied in a head-to-head contest with Trump. According to the Journal, respondents gave negative views of Joe Biden's job performance and have ongoing concerns about the economy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The head of the Israeli military says the Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza was a grave mistake that occurred due to misidentification in very complex circumstances.
There are reports, which I can't personally confirm, about the circumstances in which this happens. Some suggestions it might be the activities of a unit at the tactical level rather than getting orders from on high. But all this depends on getting some kind of investigation of the sort that the Americans and others have been calling for.
BBC correspondent Jeremy Bowen reporting. Federal Reserve officials will likely reduce their benchmark interest rate later this year, Chair Jerome Powell said, despite recent reports showing that the U.S. economy is still strong and that U.S. inflation picked up in January and February. The recent data do not materially change the overall picture, Powell said in a speech at Stanford University, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down toward 2% on a sometimes bumpy path. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 43 points, the NASDAQ rose 37, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. A new poll of Hispanic pastors.
With the Latin American population of the U.S. surging, Lifeway Research decided it was time to learn more about the men who lead churches in that community. According to the Lifeway study, 82% of Hispanic pastors are evangelicals, compared to 17% who serve in mainline denominations. 70% of them have some type of higher education, including 44% who have graduate degrees, but only about half are pastors full-time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican says it will publish a new document on gender next week, and more than a billion Catholics are holding their breath. The church has been in turmoil since last December when the Pope authorized priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. That decision has sparked a split amongst Catholic leaders, with many bishops around the world openly denouncing the pontiff and refusing to obey. The new document will also reportedly address surrogacy. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed mixed as Wall Street steadied itself following its worst day in weeks. The S&P rose 0.1%, clawing back a bit of its loss from the prior day. Treasury yields eased after reports said growth for U.S. services businesses cooled last month. That could keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates several times this year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said again that the Fed will cut after getting more confirmation that inflation is heading down. The Dow was down 43 points to finish at 39,127. The Nasdaq gained 37 points, closing at 16,277. And the S&P 500 up 5 points today, finishing at 5,211. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.